Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. Nach BIFO 2015. Englisch. Hörverstehen. Serie 3. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. An advertisement.
Do your truck drivers transport your cargo professionally? Ryder Trucking Systems has the driving skills courses your truckers need. They are over the internet and include interactive seminars so drivers can learn at their own pace. The drivers are trained and retrained for efficient and safe driving. Out of 9 training categories, the one on basic driving skills alone has 29 courses to choose from. A 100% mastery score is required to complete the lesson, which is documented and available to fleet supervisors and managers at any time. Phone us at 1-800-SAFETY-FIRST. That's 1-800-723-3891. And register now. Our classes are constantly being updated with the latest changes in national transportation laws. You can also find us at www.ryder.com. That's RYDER.com.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Do your truck drivers transport your cargo professionally? Ryder Trucking Systems has the driving skills courses your truckers need. They are over the internet and include interactive seminars so drivers can learn at their own pace. The drivers are trained and retrained for efficient and safe driving. Out of 9 training categories, the one on basic driving skills alone has 29 courses to choose from. A 100% mastery score is required to complete the lesson, which is documented and available to fleet supervisors and managers at any time. Phone us at 1-800-SAFETY-FIRST. That's 1-800-723-3891. And register now. Our classes are constantly being updated with the latest changes in national transportation laws. You can also find us at www.ryder.com. That's RYDER.com.
Now go on to part 2. 2. A message on an answering machine.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. This is Carol Sands at U-Haul with the information concerning your inquiry on leasing a truck for moving house. We have a 17-foot truck available on the 23rd or the 26th of June. Unfortunately, we don't have any free on the 24th of June, as you requested. You can pick it up any time between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. The advertisement, which offered a rate of $19.95 a day, is for smaller vehicles like a pickup truck, a cargo van, or a 10-foot truck. The 17-foot truck you ordered with pickup and drop-off at the same location costs $37.95 a day. Please let me know if I can reserve the truck for you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. This is Carol Sands at U-Haul with the information concerning your inquiry on leasing a truck for moving house. We have a 17-foot truck available on the 23rd or the 26th of June. Unfortunately, we don't have any free on the 24th of June, as you requested. You can pick it up any time between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. The advertisement, which offered a rate of $19.95 a day, is for smaller vehicles like a pickup truck, a cargo van, or a 10-foot truck. The 17-foot truck you ordered with pickup and drop-off at the same location costs $37.95 a day. Please let me know if I can reserve the truck for you.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to an interview with Professor Bodo W. Lamberts, CEO of Xbionic. For each question, mark the best answer. A, B, or C. Take one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Hello, listeners. Fran Hodge here, interviewing Professor Bodo Lamberts, who is the only entrepreneur to have won the Plus X Award for the most innovative brand 5 years in a row. Welcome to our program, Professor. Please tell our listeners, first off, what the Plus X Award is.
This award is a prize for innovative technologies in sport and lifestyle products. It's given to a company for a product that is better than any others in at least one way, which gives the product a plus X point.
What things are considered for these plus X points?
There are seven different qualities for the performance of a product. They are innovation, high quality, design, ease of use, functionality, ergonomics and ecology. There's a plus X award for each quality.
What kind of companies can achieve this?
Companies that come up with new and original ideas. Their products have a quality advantage, that is, a benefit for the consumer, making our lives simpler and more enjoyable.
Your award was for the most innovative brand. What does that mean?
The judges look at 23 different product groups every year. In each group, a company is given this brand award. It's the highest award for the most positive performance, which means having the most plus X points in all seven qualities together. This product wins the award for the most innovative brand in its product group. Therefore, it's a very special honour.
I see. It lets the consumer know this brand is good on the whole and not just in one certain quality. You are CEO for Xbionic. What products do you make?
We produce high-tech textiles to make clothes for different occupations and sports activities.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. One is a triathlete. He needs sports clothes that help his body feel good when competing anywhere in the world. He needs to be able to do his hard daily training in different climates. And he also needs pajamas that help his body become fit again while sleeping.
How can the material in clothes do all this?
Our employees have developed pajamas that use the natural movements of the body to have a special effect on the nerves. It's like getting a massage while you're sleeping, so your muscles stay flexible while your body rests. A Swiss airline pilot, who's always changing time zones, also uses such pyjamas. He sometimes goes from extreme sunshine to cool air-conditioned rooms and needs shirts that cool him when he's sweating and warm him when he's cold. We've made clothes that control his body temperature so he can perform at his best even under the most stressful conditions or circumstances.
I'm sure a lot of people would like clothes like that. Thank you for this interesting conversation, Professor Lamberts.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hello, listeners. Fran Hodge here, interviewing Professor Bodo Lamberts, who is the only entrepreneur to have won the Plus X Award for the most innovative brand 5 years in a row. Welcome to our program, Professor. Please tell our listeners, first off, what the Plus X Award is.
This award is a prize for innovative technologies in sport and lifestyle products. It's given to a company for a product that is better than any others in at least one way, which gives the product a plus X point.
What things are considered for these plus X points?
There are 7 different qualities for the performance of a product. They are innovation, high quality, design, ease of use, functionality, ergonomics, and ecology. There's a plus X award for each quality.
What kind of companies can achieve this?
Companies that come up with new and original ideas. Their products have a quality advantage, that is, a benefit for the consumer, making our lives simpler and more enjoyable.
Your award was for the most innovative brand. What does that mean?
The judges look at 23 different product groups every year. In each group, a company is given this brand award. It's the highest award for the most positive performance, which means having the most plus X points in all 7 qualities together. This product wins the award for the most innovative brand in its product group. Therefore, it's a very special honour.
I see. It lets the consumer know this brand is good on the whole and not just in one certain quality. You are CEO for XBionic. What products do you make?
We produce high-tech textiles to make clothes for different occupations and sports activities.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. One is a triathlete. He needs sports clothes that help his body feel good when competing anywhere in the world. He needs to be able to do his hard daily training in different climates. And he also needs pajamas that help his body become fit again while sleeping.
How can the material in clothes do all this?
Our employees have developed pajamas that use the natural movements of the body to have a special effect on the nerves. It's like getting a massage while you're sleeping, so your muscles stay flexible while your body rests. A Swiss airline pilot, who's always changing time zones, also uses such pajamas. He sometimes goes from extreme sunshine to cool air-conditioned rooms and needs shirts that cool him when he's sweating and warm him when he's cold. We've made clothes that control his body temperature so he can perform at his best even under the most stressful conditions or circumstances.
I'm sure a lot of people would like clothes like that. Thank you for this interesting conversation, Professor Lamberts.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen to 2 parents from Tanzania. John and Susan, talking about private education in Switzerland. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with the correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, John. Oh, I'm feeling a bit sad. We've just sent our youngest child, Barry, off to school in Switzerland. I'll miss him, but I know an education there offers so much more than here in Tanzania.
Oh, we know what you mean. We also sent our three children to school there. Not only is the education excellent, but that area of Europe has so much to offer for culture, winter and summer sports, as well as other free time activities. Did you know that the Lake Geneva region has had the highest reputation in private education since the 18th century?
Oh, really? I think Barry will like it there. He's very positive about it. Like, hey, Mom, it's going to be fantastic going to school where others want to go on holiday.
That's just it. They get an education on site, so to speak, because everything they have in class gets combined with cultural trips.
It was difficult to decide on a school, though. There are so many. There are about 50 schools that have a great reputation worldwide. They all cost about the same, so that really didn't make choosing any easier.
Yes, we had a difficult time, too. Then we asked ourselves, what if they ever need help or feel homesick? So in the end, we chose the school by whether we or our children knew other people who were already there from here. That would give them someone to be in touch with.
That's true. Our two older children were very glad to have contacts they knew. It helped them get off to a good start in their first semester away from home. They also learned to help the next generation of students that arrived there from here after them. However, all of the information about the different schools can make you worry. Did you know there are over 15,000 students from over 50 different countries studying in and around Geneva? Of those, 3,500 are in boarding schools. That means they are living away from home.
Well, we've seen that living with so many other students the same age and in the same situation has helped our children to become, what would you call it, citizens of the world. They've made friends from everywhere. They've learned to show understanding for all other cultures and racial groups. People on the whole are more important to them than their own national heritage.
With that peaceful and optimistic viewpoint in mind, I have to get back to work. See you later, John.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, John. Oh, I'm feeling a bit sad. We've just sent our youngest child, Barry, off to school in Switzerland. I'll miss him, but I know an education there offers so much more than here in Tanzania.
Oh, we know what you mean. We also sent our three children to school there. Not only is the education excellent, but that area of Europe has so much to offer for culture, winter, and summer sports, as well as other free time activities. Did you know that the Lake Geneva region has had the highest reputation in private education since the 18th century?
Oh, really? I think Barry will like it there. He's very positive about it. Like, hey, Mom, it's going to be fantastic going to school where others want to go on holiday.
That's just it. They get an education on site, so to speak, because everything they have in class gets combined with cultural trips.
It was difficult to decide on a school, though. There are so many.
There are about 50 schools that have a great reputation worldwide. They all cost about the same, so that really didn't make choosing any easier.
Yes, we had a difficult time too. Then we asked ourselves, what if they ever need help or feel homesick? So in the end, we chose the school by whether we or our children knew other people who were already there from here. That would give them someone to be in touch with.
That's true. Our two older children were very glad to have contacts they knew. It helped them get off to a good start in their first semester away from home. They also learned to help the next generation of students that arrived there from here after them. However, all of the information about the different schools can make you worry. Did you know there are over 15,000 students from over 50 different countries studying in and around Geneva? Of those, 3,500 are in boarding schools. That means they are living away from home.
Well, we've seen that living with so many other students the same age and in the same situation has helped our children to become, what would you call it, citizens of the world. They've made friends from everywhere. They've learned to show understanding for all other cultures and racial groups. People on the whole are more important to them than their own national heritage.
With that peaceful and optimistic viewpoint in mind, I have to get back to work. See you later, John.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English Listening Comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.